ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, all to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Kids can be a watch on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! I don't know about you, but it smells like heat season to me, baby. It smells like heat season to me. I'm ready to get hurt again, baby. I'm ready to get hurt again. I got to go stop by the liquor store today, see what new drop I got, because I kind of already burned through my Jack Daniels with the Dolphins. So just in case, you know, you don't know. We'll see what we got with it. But it's all happening for us, baby. Tonight, the Heat, back at it, taking on the Orlando Magic on the road. You, of course, can hear that right here on your home for Miami Heat Basketball, FM 104.3. WQAM, and that'll get going tonight at 5:45. Solana and Tommy Tag will have it all for you. Let's get to our headlines, all right? Let's get it all started. Leroy will join us in a little bit. He is dealing with some stuff, so he'll be here in the midst of the show at some point. Good morning, Vlad. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
How are you excited? The Knicks play today, yeah? Everybody else plays today?
Knicks Cleveland on ESPN.
All right. No Mitchell Robinson, though, I saw.
Already. No Josh Hart, no Mitchell, but we're deep.
What's going on? Yeah, you guys got that remnants of them Tibbs minutes? What's going on already?
We're good, man.
All right.
We'll score over 110 points. Can you?
I don't know. We'll find that out. I do know that we got some gnarly news in the midst of that. And we'll get to that here. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. We got the news yesterday that Khalil Ware is now questionable for the game. We'll keep an eye on that, but apparently he sprained his ankle at the last practice. So that's not great because he was already dealing with a neck thing. And I don't know if you guys know this about the Orlando Magic, but they are quite big. Big team. Big. So not having Khalil Ware tonight. And you got Bam. You got Nico. I don't need really. I guess Vlad Golden. I mean, you know, get your shoes tied tight if things go awry tonight. If there's foul trouble. Yeah, get your weight up, Vlad Golden. Welcome to the NBA. If Khalil Ware cannot go, so we'll keep an eye on that. And very excited to get into all things Miami Heat today. Last night the NBA debuted, but first, locally, the Florida Panthers finally got back in the win column on a very, very emotional night, and it was a wild one. I was thrown up in my shoe. And then in the midst of seconds, the craziest goal you ever saw went in. Carter Verhaeghe going Happy Gilmore style, bouncing it off the post, bouncing it off of Bruins defenders, and the Cats were able to get it done. They got it going early in this game. Samuskevich, this is what he started it off with, the power play goal.
Out of the end boards, Marchand. Backhand for Lundell along the far boards into the circle. Down low, Marchand again, side of the net. Back to Lundell, a shot. It's off the iron, batted at the blue paint. It's loose, and they score a power play goal. And the Panthers are on the board 1 minute, 1 second in. And this one was batted at in the blue paint. We'll see who ultimately gets credit for it, but Brad Marchand was right there. So was Mackie Samuskevich, and it looks like it's going to be Mackie Samuskevich who got the last piece of it, a power play goal, and the Panthers get off to a good start here tonight.
Obviously, it was an emotional night. It was Marshy's return to Beantown, and in the midst of the first period, they play a montage, and I mean, he's waterworks. I mean, it was so emotional for Brad Marchand getting that return to Boston. He said that he was trying not to cry, but they cheated because they put his kids in the montage.
First of all, stop with the in-game montage for players.
What are you supposed to do it?
Basketball after the first TV timeout. Don't do that. Don't do it.
You know why I think it is? I think it's because you're always afraid if you do it pregame, Vlad, that, you know, especially here with the Heat, you know how it is getting into that building. I think that making sure everybody's cheeks in the seats so they can hear. So I think that's probably what it is that the teams want that. But I'm with you. It looked like he really needed to gather himself for a minute there on the bench because of how emotional it got. And, man, it was something.
He had to give him at least two shift changes before he was ready.
He wasn't ready. He was overcome. It was crazy. It was crazy. And, yeah, the Boston fans did him right. They gave him the ovation that he deserved. And the Panthers were really trying to get him his goal last night. He got a couple of assists. Huge setup there he was in on that Mackie Samuskevich power play goal. And we'll get to his go-ahead, help on the go-ahead, at one point go-ahead goal for the Cats. But there was a couple of times where, like, Verhaeghe tried to set him up on the break, and Lundell tried to set him up. And you could just tell, like, they were trying to give him his moment to have that and soak that in. And it almost bit the Panthers in the ass because the game nearly got out of hand. A.J. Greer put the Cats up 2-0. After put them in a comfortable spot in the second period.
Off the draw, here's a puck picked up by A.J. Greer, and he scores out of the near circle. A.J. Greer makes it 2-0 Panthers, 2:01 into period number two. He pounced on a puck right off the faceoff, and he's able to beat Swayman short side. The Panthers double their lead. Right off the faceoff, it was a loose puck battle for Greer, jumped on it, and that was a quick release. And a heavy snapshot in close from Greer.
So the Cats were up a couple of goals, and then you get into the third period. And the Sams, you know, like the Conn Smythe, it's been a little bit of a tough start so far for Sam Bennett. And he and Rhino set themselves up, and it looks like he's got this puppy. And Swayman made an incredible save to keep it from going 3-0. And that really flipped the game, because then all of a sudden Boston just gets all the momentum. They get one, and I mean, the Cats are just being willy-nilly. They get undisciplined, and then the Bruins would tie things up at 2-2.
Geeky on the end boards for Boston. He's taken out far corner by Ekblad. Fans wanted a call, not going to get it. Here's Pastrnak straight on. Pastrnak to the net, tip, they score. It was deflected in front. Pastrnak took the shot.
And this game is tied at two, and it looks like Elias Lindholm got a stick on that in front of the net.
Yeah, I know the Boston fans are all thinking they're going to ruin Marchand's night. And then just seconds later, you got Etu Lostarinen and Brad Marchand linking up, and Etu put the Cats back up 3-2.
Far corner, it's Lundell. He'll be bumped by Pastrnak. Lundell to Ekblad, out of the zone. Marchand, backhand straight on Lostarinen, past the defense, in Lostarinen, and he scores! Etu Lostarinen got past the defense, went in alone. He beats Swayman of the Panthers, have the lead once again. It's 3-2. Etu Lostarinen picking a great time to get his first goal of the season off the bar and in.
All right, so you're feeling, all right, Cats got this. They're up 3-2. You let it go once, you're not going to let it go again. Well, then they finally get Swayman off the ice, and these mother bleeping Bruins were able to even things up in the closing minute for against the Cats.
Off the draw, the Bruins have it. Pastrnak, McAvoy at the line across Pastrnak. One-time drive, save Bobrovsky in front, and they score. Geeky took the feed at the top of the goal crease for Mittelstadt, and with the goaltender pulled and 1:31 left in the third, the Bruins have tied this game at three.
So I'm sick at this point. I'm not feeling great. And I'm just like, I can't believe it. If they go 0-for on this road trip, on an emotional night, a game they felt like they had controlled, you know, 90%. Now, like, Boston was peppering the Panthers, but Bob was just kind of in the zone. And thankfully, the hockey gods smiling down on the Cats, because Swaggy, Curtis, he just made contact with a lot of stuff, and it bounced off a Bruin for the Cats' win.
Forslick, outlet, Bennett, right side room, top of the right circle, pulls up in front for Hagee, a shot, he rang it off the post, bouncer, and they score! They score! It went off the post! It looked like it went off a Bruin and in, and the Panthers have taken a 4-3 lead with 25.7 seconds to play. Verhage ripped it off the iron, it took a bounce, and it looked like it went off a Bruin and in. And that's exactly what happened. Off the post, off peak, past Swayman, and the Panthers regain the lead 4-3 with 25.7 seconds to play.
Thank God. Better to be lucky than good. I'll take it. The way this trip has gone, I'll take it. Especially with all the emotions of yesterday. Needed that one, Vlad. Needed it.
Yeah. Oof. Needed it bad.
So it was an emotional night. We'll get into some of Marchand's comments later on this hour from what he had to say on the whole return. Returns are cool. That was definitely one. In the NBA last night, you had the Thunder beat the Rockets 125-124 in double overtime. Great game. SGA, 35 points. He hits the go-ahead free throws. He was dancing all around KD. Truthfully, this should have been over, or at least a chance to be over in overtime, because Kevin Durant went full Spo last night.
Oh, my God.
He gets the rebound.
No, it was the first overtime.
It was the first overtime, yeah.
Right.
In the first overtime, he gets the rebound, and he starts calling, timeout!
However, the referees didn't acknowledge it.
I know! And they're sitting here being like, oh, yeah, nobody saw it. And SGA was sitting here after the game, and he goes, he didn't see it. He's out here yelling it. What do you mean you didn't see it?
He didn't see it. Yelling and seeing are two different things.
I think that's crazy. I think that they let him get away with it. Remember when they did that with David Blatt a couple of back in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
Where they just completely saved him from himself? Like, Kevin Durant definitely called timeout, did it very clearly, and nobody being able to see it is ridiculous.
Don't hear the other old.
I don't understand that.
The old don't hear the old. Therefore, the referee didn't acknowledge that. Yeah, KD did call timeout while
Steven, oh, Sengun.
Sengun, who had a big game. Sengun ran to the ball to try to tell him
no. He definitely called. It didn't matter. They went to overtime. Thunder ended up winning anyway. Sengun had a monster night. Really great show. And did you like the Michael Jordan contribution?
No. What the hell was that? So basically what?
They teased Michael Jordan. We got Michael Jordan on NBC.
Oh, we got Jordan. So basically, what is it? Mike Tirico went to Jordan's house, like, couple of weeks ago and asked Mike a series of questions that they're going to take clips of and play during the 25-26 season.
Not only that, but it was like, he tells this story about how he's like, oh, you haven't played basketball? Because he's like, yeah, you don't see any courts around here, do you?
Yeah. When's the last time you grabbed the ball? Oh, I haven't touched the ball in a while. When was the last time, Michael? The last time was at the Ryder Cup when I rented a home from somebody and that person came with his kids and, you know, I had to do the meet and greet. So he said, hey, Mike.
Tough life.
Mike, I know, right? Tough life.
Tough life.
Hey, Mike, shoot some free throws while my kids are here. And I was so scared because I haven't shot the ball. And, you know, the kids, they've heard such great things about me. So I was nervous that I was going to miss this free throw after all these kids heard these great things about me. Did you hit him? Of course I hit him.
Of course.
I'm Michael Jordan.
Would he admit if he didn't? Like, you know that person who probably rented the house to Michael Jordan signed an NDA anyway. I don't even know if that person exists.
I don't even know if that picture or that video even is available. Like, the kids are going to go in on their TikTok and say, Michael Jordan missed.
Yeah, like those kids were going to be allowed. He goes, all phones. You know, like, Michael Jordan's Secret Service was around those kids, because if he did miss that free throw or airball it, that footage is never seen the light of day.
Never
seen the light of day. But, yeah, I mean, like, it's cool that he's there. I mean, I guess, but.
Hey, first of all.
He can't zoom in or something like that?
Zoom
like
in?
Something?
You want to zoom in on those eyes?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
He was sitting there. And so Mike Tirico, in depth, I'm not trying to be a hater, but I was just like,
he goes,
you like basketball? He goes, love it.
I love it.
We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Insights.
That was ridiculous.
I was like, what? That's it?
Whoever thought that Mike was going to come every week and talk about the game was out of their mind.
He's banking them like podcast episodes. Dude, but it's only 3 minutes.
It's basically Tirico asking Mike questions that from months prior.
Right.
And they're taking clips and they're going to air it, Mike, during halftime.
Mike, why are you doing this? He's Mike. It's not about the money. He's sitting in his palace. I'm here to pay it forward.
Dude,
he goes, you're paying to pay it forward? Well, you like the game? He's like, if I could take a magic pill, I'd be back.
Yeah, cognac. That's the magic pill. That's the magic pill. Cognac.
Crazy,
Mike,
dude.
Mike looked nasty, bro.
I was like, what? All right, cool. There you go. That is your halftime report with Mike Tirico and Michael Jordan.
And by the way, Melo, wear a suit. Everybody's wearing a suit.
I saw
wear
that,
a suit.
He's very fashionable.
I love Melo, but wear a suit. Come on, man. Everybody's wearing a suit. Wear a suit.
And then in the night game last night, Warriors took out the Lakers. Jimmy was awesome. Jimmy Butler was a wrecking machine last night. He had a gazillion free throws.
Can
perfect.
I say that this was quintessential a Jimmy game.
Yep.
And I'm like, only he can get 14 free throws in the first game of the year. And I'm laughing. I'm like, Jimmy did that for definitely. That was a FU to you know who, to Leroy. Because that was a quintessential Jimmy game.
He was so good yesterday. It was Jimmy Butler perfection, and then Lakers is all Luka or nothing. He saw Gabe Vincent at one point. I'm watching Jimmy Butler, and he has Gabe Vincent on him, and you just saw the green lights go off in his eyes. He goes, bing! I mean, he just took Gabe Vincent into the post. He's torturing him. Buddy Hield had a bunch of threes, and it's basically the intangible twins on the Lakers are nothing. I mean, it's either Luka or Reeves. And this JJ Redick's like, oh, I really thought it was just it was more us hurting ourselves. I'm like, I don't know, dude.
So that old man is so needed. That old man.
Even Draymond Green saying he's in the Phil Jackson chair. I was just like, oh,
he's so needed, that old man.
And did Luka get hurt at the end of the game last night?
No, it was Luka being Luka.
He was just being a faker?
Because I saw it happen, and Luka looked like, this game looks like it's going to be a blowout. Let me start acting Luka-ish. And I'm like, no, Luka, I got you plus rebounds and points. I need you to continue, which he did. And thank you, Vlad, won his Hard Rock. Back.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But, yeah, he was. I saw he was giving me that. I was like, come on, it's the first game of the season. Don't start acting like
I thought Skinny Luka was going to be different.
No, he started to act like that. Then they started making a comeback, and then Luka, all of a sudden, Luka acted like, oh, here comes skinny Luka.
Some of the powers of the universe.
Yeah, because I saw exactly what you saw. He was like, hey, what's wrong with Luka? And I was like, I saw that too, and I had 4 more points for him to get. So his ass better get those 4 points before he started acting like he was hurt.
Well, we're going to do a lot of things. Heat season's debuting tonight. We got a lot of fun stuff. Dolphins are back at practice today. And they're getting ready for the Falcons. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.